You're listening to Fairfield County Talk Radio, where we give you a voice.
Fairfield County Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Wilton YMCA Little League Baseball Field. It's the pitch hit and run event, and it is produced by Shark Creative, Georgetown Orthodontics, with offices in Reading and Norwalk, the Wilton Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Wilton. And Art and Builders, forward-thinking, multidiscipline construction. Matt Zacho here, the Z-Man for Fairfield County Talk Radio. Outside, live in the, well, I guess you would say, the dugout behind home plate. And we've got our Little League players, boys and girls, today on this Sunday afternoon in Wilton. And who do we have here? We've got a whole bunch of them ready to go here to be interviewed. They are ready to swing and do all that good stuff. What's your name?
Lucy.
Lucy, how long have you been playing baseball?
4 years.
Okay, do you think you have what it takes to be in the major leagues?
Yeah.
You do. Very confident, and we like that. So tell us what your favorite thing about this event is.
Probably running, because I have good speed, I guess.
So you're fast. So that would be your number one strength. All right. Thank you so much. Who do we have up next here?
Katie.
Katie, you're from Wilton?
Yes.
All right, Katie, how long have you been playing baseball?
8 years.
Whoa. How old are you?
12.
Okay, and what position do you play?
Catcher and second base.
And do you think you have what it takes to make it to the pros?
A little bit.
A little bit? All right, well, keep trying. So are you excited for the event? How do you feel about playing in some possible rain here?
It's okay. I just don't want to slip on the ground.
It's okay, but you're out and you're ready to go. So thanks so much for being on the air with us. Who do we have next? Number 16 is in the house. Have a seat. Get interviewed by Fairfield Talk Radio. And who do we have?
Abby.
Abby, how's it going? How old are you?
I'm 12.
All right. And how long have you been playing baseball?
7 years.
Wow. Okay, you sound like you're very serious today. No joking around for Abby. Tell us what position you play, Abby.
I play first in outfield.
Okay, and how do you feel about today's game in possible pouring rain?
Well, we just had a game in the rain, so I think we'll be okay.
Very confident. We like that. All right, up next. Thank you, Abby. Who is this? Number 7.
I'm Poppy.
Poppy, where are you from? Wilton?
Yeah.
Mostly everybody is, right?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense since we're here in Wilton, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what position do you play?
I play first base.
And how do you like it?
It's fun because you get to, it's just fun.
And you've been doing this for how long?
I've been playing for 5 years.
Wow, so you're pretty experienced at this. 5 years, going strong. Do you think you're going to make it to the major leagues?
Sure.
Yeah? It's possible?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how do you feel about playing in the rain today?
It's a little cold.
A little cold? How are you gonna keep warm?
I don't know.
Use your breath in your hands, you know, the old trick. All right, thanks so much. Who do we have? Number 15, step right up into the dugout here, into the, what do we call this, the bullpen?
Press box.
Oh, yeah, the press box. That makes sense. Who's this?
Allie.
All right. How long have you been playing, Allie?
6 or 7 years.
Okay, and what position do you play?
Shortstop and third.
And is that the position that you've always wanted to play?
Yes.
Or the positions, I should say. So how do you feel about playing in the slippery conditions out there? Do you have decent cleats?
I've got good cleats, but it's not the first time I played in the rain.
Yeah. So, you know, some people like to play in the rain. Are you one of those players that, you know, kind of likes it when it's cold and wet outside?
I don't mind when it's wet, but when it's cold, it's not fun.
Right. And how would you say today is? It's kind of cold for April.
It's cold, but it's not as bad as it could be.
All right, well, that's a good attitude. And finally, thank you so much. Good luck in the game today. We have number 18, and you definitely don't look 12 to me. How old are you?
Eight.
Eight. And just starting out in baseball?
I think since first grade.
Okay, and what grade are you in now?
Third.
So 2 years. And what position do you play?
My favorite is probably catcher or first base.
And you're trying to figure out what you like best today, or you're just going to do the best you can at whatever position you're playing?
I'm going to try to do the best.
Okay, and how do you feel about playing in the rain today?
Well, I kind of only care if I have fun. I don't really care how the weather is.
Oh, okay. That's a good attitude. So as long as you have fun, doesn't matter rain or shine. All right. Well, good luck today. I hope you score some runs. And do you consider yourself fast or slow?
Medium.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much. What was your name one more time?
Marin.
And you're from Wilton like everybody else?
Yes.
All right, Marin. Good luck in the game today. Thanks so much for joining us. All right. We're going to come back with more from the pitch, hit, and run event here at the Wilton YMCA Little League Baseball Field. Fairfield County Talk Radio. Don't forget to download the Fairfield County Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Fairfield County Talk. Like us on Facebook at Fairfield County Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Sharp. Matt Zacho live in Wilton. More coming up next. Fairfield County Talk Radio.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done. Buy your property at Michael Labriola. We've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Looking to start your own podcast but need a team behind you? We bring the podcast to you and help you bring the content to life. Create better experiences, build content, and share it with Fairfield County Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative.
We are live on Fairfield County Talk Radio, and right now we are celebrating the pitch, hit, and run event at the Wilton YMCA Little League Baseball Field. It is all produced by Shark Creative. Georgetown Orthodontics, with offices in Reading and Norwalk, the Wilton Chamber of Commerce, Good Morning Wilton, and Art and Builders Forward Thinking Multidiscipline Construction are our sponsors for today's event. And we've been interviewing some of the players today, and they are very excited to get out there on the field. So we are going to talk to a few of them out of time here. What is your name?
Riley.
And Riley, how old are you?
9.
And how long have you been playing baseball?
4 years.
And do you like it?
Yes.
And do you like playing in the rain or not really?
I do like playing in the rain.
You do? You're a first. All right. So how do you think you're going to do today?
Good.
Are you mentally prepared for this event?
Yes.
All right. Go get them. I understand you have a sister. Is she older?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to interview her next. And it's the big sister, I assume?
Yep.
And how old are you?
I'm 11.
So how long have you been playing baseball?
For about 6 years now.
And you like it?
Yes.
What position do you play?
I catch and play third.
Okay. And how do you feel about today's game?
I don't know.
Can you tell me a little bit about pitch, hit, and run? Do you know anything about it? How's it work?
I really don't know that much about it, but you know, it's really fun.
Okay. So I understand there's one field where you pitch, and then there's the other field here where you get to hit and run.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. Well, good luck in the rain. I like your attitude. Sounds like you're in good spirits despite the weather's not so great. Thanks so much. Who do we have up next?
Piper.
Where are you from?
Ridgefield, Connecticut.
Oh, okay, we've got somebody from Ridgefield. Very good. And how long have you been playing?
For 5 years.
5 years. How old are you?
9.
Okay, and what position do you play?
Pitcher.
A pitcher? That's a pretty big position. What? Are you good?
Yeah.
I could tell you're confident.
Yeah.
Excellent. How do you feel about pitching in the rain? Does the ball get slippery?
Yeah, but it's still pretty fun.
Is it more fun playing in the rain or in sunshine?
I would say sunshine.
Yeah, I would think so. But you don't mind the rain. You don't really have a choice today.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to wing it, right?
Yeah, I had a game today, and and I pitch pretty well.
Oh, all right. So you have some practice. All right, very good. Well, good luck. I hope you, now do you try and strike everybody out or what?
Yeah.
So that's the goal. How many players do you think you're going to have strike out on you today? What's your prediction?
Like 5.
You think you're going to have 5? That's a big number. Wow, you're brutal. That's good. That means you're a good pitcher, right? If you strike people out. All right, well, good luck in the game. Thanks so much for coming on the air with us. And finally, we've got one more here, number 5. And how old are you?
I'm 9.
And how long have you been playing?
2 or 3 years.
And what position do you play?
I like pitcher.
What's your name?
Ruby.
Ruby, where are you from?
Wilton.
You're from Wilton, okay. And do you like to hit or just pitch?
Mostly pitch.
And do you feel as confident as the other player we just interviewed?
Yeah.
Do you like the rain or do you like the sun as far as playing in on the field?
I like both.
So you're going to wing it today with the rain. Yeah. How do you feel if it just starts pouring? As long as there's no lightning or thunder, we're okay, right?
Yeah.
Now, are you prepared with any sort of like rain gear?
No.
So you're just going to have to deal with this, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, your attitude is very good. We appreciate you coming on the radio with us today. Good luck in the game.
Thank you.
And more coming up next from the Wilton YMCA Little League Baseball Field, the pitch hit and run event. We are live here, Fairfield County Talk Radio in Wilton. More after this. Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
From Greenwich to Danbury, Wilton to Westport, Fairfield County Talk Radio is here to help serve the community.
Fairfield County Talk Radio, broadcasting live at the Wilton YMCA Little League Baseball Field for today's event, the pitch, hit, and run event for all the Little League players here. And it's all produced by Shark Creative. And our sponsors today are Georgetown Orthodontics with offices in Reading and Norwalk, the Wilton Chamber of Commerce, Good Morning Wilton, and Arton Builders Forward Thinking Multidiscipline Construction. Now, we heard from a bunch of the players before. Actually, they were all the girls that we heard from. And we have one of the coaches, Aaron Meyer from Wilton. How are you, man?
I'm great. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And you've got two boys in, you would say this is the league?
Yeah, so I have two boys in Wilton Little League, my 9-year-old here, Casey Meyer, and my 7-year-old, Jonah Meyer, and I coach 3 of the teams that they play on, and we just have a ball here in the spring here in Wilton.
And how long have you been coaching?
About 5 years I've been coaching.
So. How long have these guys been playing?
About 5 years for Casey and, you know, three and a half for Jonah here.
And so what are they called? The Cubs? I see their uniform says the Cubs.
No, that's just they're you know, Chris Bryant and Kyle Schwarber fans. So they chose those uniforms for the competition today.
And what positions do they play?
Casey plays first and pitcher. And Jonah's pretty much all around the infield, but loves catcher right now. So
nice. And what are their favorite? Oh, let's ask them. Why don't you hand the mic? What's your name?
Jonah,
what's your favorite baseball team?
Red Sox.
The Red Sox, okay. And your brother?
The Red Sox, too.
Yeah? You don't like the Yankees, huh?
No.
What about the Mets?
We're okay with the Mets.
You're okay with the Mets. So have you been to a Yankee game?
No.
No. Have you been to a Met game?
No.
Have you been to a Red Sox game?
Yes.
So what's the field up there?
Fenway Park.
How could I forget? Fenway Park. So that's the only professional baseball game you've been to?
Yes.
Well, that's okay. We're just asking. All right. Okay. Well, Dad, so tell me about the pitch, hit, and run event as a coach. Give me the coaching perspective on this event.
Well, this is clearly a great event. You know, you look around, I mean, even on a rainy day like this, to get a great turnout like this really says a lot about, you know, the passion kids have for the sport. And here in Wilton, you know, the kind of support we get for Wilton Little League. Chris Kelly, who's heading this up, did a good job through the Wilton Little League trying to get the word out and getting, you know, some excitement behind this. But, you know, as I watched the kids go through it, they first had the running event, which was a second to home timed trial over there, and they all had fun with that.
Yeah, so explain to us a little bit about this. So there's two fields,
yep.
And one field we're doing one thing, yep. And the other field we're hitting. Yep, yep. We're in front of the field where, you know, we're in the press box behind the home plate here.
So what you can't see on the other field is the running event.
Okay.
And so what they do is they start them at second, and they time them from second to home, you know, the key being not only how fast you can run, but making sure you hit that bag on the inside corner and then run hard all the way. So it's fun watching the kids push themselves and having kid after kid do it.
Do they get timed on speed?
They get timed on speed.
Oh, do they? Yeah, really? Yeah, so you have a little timer out there?
Yeah, they have. There's one. Actually, the head of the league is out there timing.
Oh, nice.
And it's been standing in the rain for hours, so I'm sure, doing
that. Is this the first year you've done this event?
This is the first year that they've had this event, you know, that I've seen, and it looks like kids are pretty excited about it.
You know, it's funny because when we were wondering if we were going to come here and do the broadcast, we were waiting on what you guys were going to decide, and it sounds like all the players and the parents really wanted to play regardless of a little bit of rain. So far, the weather is holding out, and the event is underway, is it not?
The event is absolutely underway. As I'm sitting here, I see two kids on my actual team out there. One, Owen, is about to crush a ball, and then we've got Ryan coming up next. So it's just nice as a coach to see all the players that I teach and train over the course of a spring come out here, you know, on their own accord, not for a practice, not for a game, because they want to be part of this. They want to compete, and they're excited about it.
You know, it's funny because, like, on a rainy day, there's nothing to do, but if the rain is holding off just enough where it's just drizzling, so it's not too bad. So, you know, everyone was probably cooped up waiting to get out to play. Yeah. And, you know, yeah, it would be nice if the sun was out. But I do notice that they have lights on the field, which are pretty nice, right?
Yeah.
That's a nice little perk for the Wilton Y, right?
No, absolutely. It's the kids love playing the night games. And, you know, even in April when the parents have to bundle up in 35-degree weather at 8 o'clock on a Friday, that the kids just love getting out here under the lights.
Are there any prizes awarded today?
I think they're going to announce the winners later this evening, and there'll be a prize for each of the events. You know, I talked about the first is the running event. What I didn't talk about is the pitching event that we have over here. You can't really see it, but in the batting cage.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right over there.
They have an accuracy competition.
Oh, nice.
So you basically have to hit a poster board strike from a pitcher's mound, and they do that for 5 or 6 pitches. And then what you have right in front of you here is basically the hitting distance competition, which also includes accuracy, because they're trying to get you to hit right up the middle, up that line that you see there.
You know, it was great to see earlier when we interviewed all the girls, and there were quite a few girls that were, you know, anywhere from, I guess, 9 to 12 years old that I had interviewed, and they all seemed to really like the sport. So to get girls out there liking baseball is kind of a new thing, is it not?
That's a beautiful thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, so that's great. And we have a bunch of other players here. Maybe we can pass the mic around and just let them, the people, that the guys that didn't get their names, and just say what your name is and what your position is.
My name is Ethan, and my position is catcher.
Beautiful.
Hello, my name is Peter, and I'm a pitcher.
My name is Rito. My
position.
Position is everything.
Everything, yes. Multitasker. All right, Aaron Meyer, one of the coaches here at the pitch, hit, and run event. Thanks for giving us that perspective, because it does really kind of give us plenty of information on the event. If there are people listening to this podcast that want to get their kids involved, do you have to be from the town of Wilton? I know one of the players was from Ridgefield. Does it matter?
You know, I think there are actually other towns holding this event.
Oh, okay.
You know, within their towns. I was just talking to a guy this afternoon, and I said, oh, yeah, we're doing that in Westport as well. So,
gotcha.
So it's for... I believe it's a national... national competition, and then if you win this, you move on to a regional competition. And you know, Chris Kelly can tell you a little bit more about where that goes. But
perfect segue.
You end up in a Major League Baseball park, I believe. So
perfect segue.
Exciting for
excellent. Well done, Aaron. Thanks so much. That's great. And, you know, that's what we're going to do is talk to him next. All right, more from the pitch, hit, and run event at the Wilton YMCA Little League Baseball Field. We are live on Fairfield County Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You're listening to Fairfield County Talk Radio, where we give you a voice.
We are live on Fairfield County Talk Radio. It's the Wilton YMCA Little League Baseball Fields pitch, hit, and run event that is going on right now. And our sponsors today are Georgetown Orthodontics, with offices in Reading and Norwalk, the Wilton Chamber of Commerce, Good Morning Wilton, and Art and Builders Forward Thinking Multidiscipline Construction, along with Matt Zako here and the whole crew, Andrew and Matt from Fairfield County Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We have a mom here. We've interviewed the kids. We've interviewed a coach, and now we are going to interview a mother, and it's Audrey DeBuono.
DeBuono.
You're Italian, huh?
Si, si, si.
You're going to go home and have some pasta after the game, huh?
Absolutely. It's Sunday. It's gravy day.
Perfect. Gravy with meatballs.
Absolutely.
So you're glad the event went on, because the rain was maybe going to cancel it. And as a mother, I mean, I know as a father, when the kids are small and they're cooped up in the house, it's like torture. So you've got this giant smile on your face, like you got a you know, cabin fever was you know, remedied by coming here. So.
Absolutely, I was very happy to hear that the event was still going on, even though it was a little rainy, because my son Georgie was so excited to come here today to be with his friends, especially Andrew Castellano.
Nice.
And they competed in all three events together, and they had a great time.
And they burned off a little energy.
Yeah.
And they're chewing some Big League Chew, which is like the baseball's gum.
Because they need more sugar.
More sugar, no tobacco, no chewing tobacco, just bubble gum, right? So as a mom, how long have you been a Little League Baseball mom?
Well, my son plays, but also my daughter. She's 13. She's played since third or fourth grade. So I've been involved. My husband's been very involved, George Krafik, since then. He's coaches her rec team and her little league team, and now he's coaching with Andy Castellano, my son's little league team.
Perfect. And your son is how old?
He is 7.
Does he want to say hello? Is he feeling a little better? He was a little shy before. You want to say hello? You want to tell us what position do you play?
Shortstop.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Do you think you're going to hit, you think you're going to be big time in Major League Baseball in the pros?
Maybe.
Possibly, right? You never know, right? And there's the little one putting his, it's Andrew?
Yeah.
Andrew Jr. Andrew Jr. You want to say hi, Andrew Jr.?
Hi, I'm going to get interviewed next.
Yes, he is. He's waiting. He's on deck, as they say in baseball. So what would you say is your favorite part of the game? You like running, pitching, hitting, throwing, catching?
I like fielding.
Fielding? Okay, very good. So, Mom, what is the future plans with him to continue next year? He obviously likes the game.
Yeah, as long as he continues to like it, we will continue to play. And that's how I feel about sports in general for all kids. Don't push them to do it. If they want to do it, great. But if they don't, then they should find something else that they like to do.
Other than finding out about your gravy and meatball recipe, what would you say is the best thing about this event today, the pitch hit and run event here?
Well, I don't think we've ever had this in Wilton before.
Yeah, I believe it's the first year.
And I think it's fantastic to get everybody out, get everybody, you know, off the couch, off the electronics,
yeah,
and out here playing. And it gets, you know, kids introduced to the MLB more, because this is an MLB event. And it's great to see everybody out here.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us on the radio. More coming up from the Pitch Hit and Run event in Wilton. We are Fairfield County Talk Radio, broadcasting live. Coming up, more after this.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial property is always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Check out the upcoming events tab on FairfieldCountyTalkRadio.com for where we'll be next. Let us know how we can help your next event. Call 1-866-SHARK-99.
Fairfield County Talk Radio, broadcasting live at the Pitch Hit and Run event, the Wilton YMCA. We are right here live at the Little League baseball field in Wilton, and it is all produced by Shark Creative, Georgetown Orthodontics, with offices in Reading and Norwalk, the Wilton Chamber of Commerce, Good Morning Wilton, and Artin Builders, forward-thinking, multidisciplinary construction. It's Matt Zacho here with the Fairfield County Talk Radio crew, broadcasting live, and we've talked to quite a few people. We've talked to the players. We've talked to at least one of the coaches, one of the mothers, and now we're going to talk to the actual president of Wilton Little League Baseball, Bob Luzon.
Yes.
I said it right.
Yes, you did.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Good, good.
So we just watched your two kids hit.
Yep.
And were you impressed with how they did?
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll complain about it tonight, saying they didn't get a good swing on it, but they look pretty good tonight.
Yeah, and so as president of Wilton Little League, how do you tie into this?
So every year we usually hold like what we would call a Wilton Little League Day, where we try to get all the baseball and softball Little Leaguers together, have different events, home run derbies, sort of thing like that. And this year we decided that what we would do is coordinate with the Major League Baseball, the Pitch Hit and Run, and they put together a program and we would follow it. And we think that it involved more of the kids instead of just like a home run derby when some kids couldn't hit the ball out of the park. We give them opportunities to show how fast they were, how well they can throw the ball, and how well they could hit the ball, even just more for accuracy versus distance. And, you know, we talked about it at the board level for a long time, and it seems to be a really good success, because I think this is probably the first year in a long time where I've seen more softball players than baseball players.
Oh, okay.
So real happy
point
with the outcome.
So tell me a little bit more about how the pros, you know, came about this event.
I think, you
Major
know,
League Baseball
yeah,
is what
yeah,
you're saying.
I think what happened is, you know, when they put the All-Star game together, they started to the home run derby became so popular, and I saw that they started to transfer that to college hitters and then high school hitters to include them, and then they said, well, why would we stop there? And I think what you see with the Little League World Series, and they play a baseball game now at Cooperstown during that Little League World Series event, they thought, what a better way to get the kids involved than all the kids and have an event where each and every one of them can participate.
You mentioned you have a 19-year-old son, and you have been doing this. You've been the president for how long?
You know, I've been the president maybe for 6 or 7 years now. I've been involved with the program here in town for over 10 years.
But your son was in the part of the program?
Yeah, he was part of the program.
But you weren't the president at that time?
I became president right after he left the program.
Oh, okay.
And then I had a gap between my other kids and my twins. And so I was president for a little while before they started the program, and now they've been in the program for 4 years.
What made you decide to become the president, and how did that happen? And you got, like, nominated? Or?
Yeah, I don't want to say it was by default, you know, last man standing in the room or last one in the room. But I think through a process, you know, I'd done a bunch of things for the program, whether it was summer travel or evaluations, and kind of worked my way to understand how the program in town here worked. And then over time, it just kind of defaulted, not necessarily to me, but it was an opportunity for me to kind of put all that together and into that role as president.
Yeah, because when I was little, my father was president of Pop Warner Football, so it's always nice when, you know, your kid is in the program as well. But you started when your other child was, you know, already out of the program.
That's right.
So how long can you remain as president?
You know, I think, you know, every year you get voted back in.
Okay.
I think at some point, you know, we've got a lot of really good volunteers in the program now, and with really young kids in the program, so they've got a lot of room to run. And I think what we're trying to do is get them to see all the different angles of what we're about, and then kind of not necessarily groom somebody, but get a couple of people ready to step in when I vacate.
Right? What would you say to some of the Wilton parents that might want to get their kids involved in this?
Look, I think Little League's a great program. I love baseball, right? I love watching it. I love playing it. And I'll tell you, we had a game this morning on the field, and one of the kids came over to me today, and he's been in the program for a long time, and he said, you know, this was my best offensive day ever. And that's what it's all about. And the parents should know that, you know, you got a lot of volunteers here. We've got well over 100 volunteers in the program. And the people really are just here to just advance the kids, their skill sets, but also the love of the game, too. So right. I think there's a lot of camaraderie, and it's a lot of fun for the boys.
Now,
and the girls on the softball side.
As far as, you know, your kids, who's their favorite team? Because I see you're wearing a Yankee jacket, so.
Well, you know, that's one thing. They got to be Yankee fans in my house. But
so they can't be a Red Sox fan or a Met fan.
No.
But I will tell you this. So I've yet to go to the new Yankee Stadium, and I had a blast when I did go to the Yankee games a long time ago when I was a kid. My best friend's dad was an entertainment attorney, so he always had the best seats to the Yankees. But I will say, taking my daughter and my wife to, because I used to take my son to the Yankee games, but now he's not into baseball anymore, unfortunately.
Right.
I mean, a little bit. He'll wear a Yankees hat, but I have to say, Citi Field, they really do.
Yeah,
it's a good ballpark. Well, it's a fun time.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
It seems a little more family friendly than the Yankee Stadium.
As a Yankee fan, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm raising my boys to be baseball fans.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I want them to be Yankee fans, but at the end of the day, I just want them to like the game as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
So we go all over the place. You know, 2 weekends ago, we were down in Texas to visit my older son, and we went to the Rangers game, and we watched the TCU baseball game. They don't care where it is and who's playing, as long as they're there.
That's cool.
And I think that makes me happy.
So you've done spring training games in the past?
Oh, yeah. We used to go down to Vero Beach and,
Beach. That's where my uncle is right now. My 85-year-old uncle is hanging out in Vero Beach.
Yeah, I used
right
to spend
now.
A lot of time down there. And I was there when the last day they closed that place down, Dodger Town. So,
yeah, and when I used to go to Pompano Beach as a kid, speaking of the Texas Rangers, they used to come to the hotel, the Holiday Inn that we stayed in, which is no longer there. They tore it down. But, yeah, it's exciting when you're
definitely.
A kid and you're on vacation down in Florida and you see baseball players around.
Yeah.
So one of the perks about going to Florida is going to see some of these great games. And they're relatively inexpensive, right?
And you're there. They're small stadiums, so you feel like you're right on top of the players.
Right.
And I think that's where it doesn't matter the level of baseball. I think if you can get the kids to the games and they get close to the field, they'll get the sense of the game, and I think that's important.
I'm going to ask you one more question because, you know, this is interesting talking to you. The Bridgeport Bluefish are no longer around.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, I used to take my son to a lot of games, and there was nothing better than just driving up to Bridgeport.
Tell me about it.
So did you get to use that park a lot?
All the time. I think that was a real loss, I think, for the county. And there was some great baseball there, and it was always, you know, kids' night, whatever it was. You're a foot off the field, 10 rows back. It didn't matter where you were sitting in that park. And the baseball was a lot of fun.
So I think now, what's the closest,
I think there's the Renegades that are in Hudson Valley, which is, an hour away.
New Haven, right? The Yardbirds or something? Right.
Yeah, so I think it's, plus just or minus, a 45 to an hour away now.
You're right.
Which I think that's okay, but it's not like it was.
Yeah, it's good. It's good that we had it while it was there. Well, great talking to you, Bob, the president of Wilton Little League Baseball, having a good time here at the Pitch, Hit, and Run event. More after this on Fairfield County Talk Radio.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
Looking to start your own podcast but need a team behind you? We bring the podcast to you and help you bring the content to life, create better experiences, build content, and share it with Fairfield County Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative.
Fairfield County Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Pitch, Hit, and Run event in Wilton at the YMCA baseball field, produced by Shark Creative. And our sponsors today, Georgetown Orthodontics, with offices in Reading and Norwalk, the Wilton Chamber of Commerce, Good Morning Wilton, and Arden Builders, forward-thinking, multidiscipline construction. I am here with another baseball mom. Her name is Claudia Avalon, that's correct?
Yes.
Claudia, how you doing? You having fun? Your kids are part of this baseball event, right?
Yes, they are. I've got a 9-year-old third grader who plays Little League, and I also have a 9th grader who's working the concession stand. He's on the freshman baseball team at the high school.
Perfect. And you seem like you enjoy getting out of the house, and it's not the nicest day here in Wilton, and from mostly everybody that I've interviewed, I would say 9 out of 10 people were just so happy that the event wasn't canceled.
Absolutely agree. So we already had a baseball game earlier today, and we are thrilled that this is going through. And this is how we spend our weekends.
Beautiful. And it's nice and local for you. You live in Wilton, right?
Yes, I do.
And so today you watched your son do all the activities. And how's he feeling? Is he happy with what he's doing?
Yeah, I think he's having a blast. He's running around here. And actually, that's him right there going up to bat.
Oh, okay, so he's in the hitting portion of the Pitch, Hit, and Run event here at the Wilton Baseball Field. So anything else you'd like to talk about, if you'd like to encourage other parents to kind of give this a shot? Maybe they have – what age does this start at?
Little League starts in kindergarten with T-ball, and it goes up – it's up to 12 years old, so either 6th or 7th grade, depending on when you hit 12. My son – I've had 2 boys go through the Little League program here, and they've loved it. And Matthew is in the minors, and so he's got a few more years to go. I would encourage parents to send their kids out. It's a great program, and in the spring, they really just encourage anybody to come out, whether you've played before or whether you just want to give it a try. And I really do think, the coaches and the managers, they just do a fantastic job.
And your son works the snack bar?
Yes.
Can he get us some free food?
No.
I'm just kidding. I didn't think so, but it was worth a shot. Well,
absolutely.
Hey, it was a lot of fun talking to you. I'm glad you like the event, and you're behind it 100%. So what do you do after this event? You go home, you make dinner, and tell them how great they did.
Exactly.
And they talk about it, and... Yep. And then it's the next event next weekend.
And then it's more baseball all week long.
It's good. So. It keeps them busy. Keeps you busy. Yes. And when they're happy, you're happy. You keep them out of trouble.
Exactly.
It's all good stuff. All right.
It is.
Thanks so much, Claudia. Have
a great night.
We are live at the Pitch, Hit, and Run event, Wilton YMCA Little League Baseball Field in Wilton. More coming up from Fairfield County Talk Radio.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.